Amazon workers in Staten Island vote to form company's first union. By Alana Mastrangelo on April 1, 2022. Amazon workers at a warehouse in Staten Island, New York, have voted to unionize. The decision, made by more than 2,500 workers, is a first for Amazon. The vote was 2,654 in favor of the union, and 2,131 against, with ballots being cast in person over a 5-day period, starting last Friday, according to a report by AFP. The workers, who package items for customer orders, will now be represented by a union started by Christian Smalls, an ex-employee who was fired from Amazon in March 2020 after organizing a protest for personal protective equipment amid the first outbreak of the Chinese coronavirus in New York. After being fired, Smalls started the Amazon Labor Union, ALU. In 2020, Smalls told Breitbart News that Amazon hid information about a coronavirus outbreak from employees at one of its distribution centers in New York City. At the beginning of March, we were unprotected, the ex-Amazon employee said at the time. We didn't have any facial masks, we didn't have any cleaning supplies. We didn't have the right type of gloves that protect our skin. My associates, my employees that I supervised were falling ill in a domino effect, one by one, with flu-like symptoms, he added. Some of them were even vomiting at their stations. It was very alarming to me. I started to raise my concerns to my local HR department. Last year, the state of New York filed a lawsuit against Amazon alleging that the tech giant showed a flagrant disregard for safety in response to the coronavirus pandemic, and that the company retaliated against its employees who complained. Moreover, Amazon warehouse workers across 20 cities filed at least 37 complaints with the National Labor Relations Board, NLRB, since February 2020, accusing the company of retaliation against employees who attempt to organize or form a union. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.